Task 28.
You are going to hear Gerald talking about his family. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the notes 1 to 11 by writing a maximum of 2 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. The answers are not in the order of the numbers. Use the names to follow who Gerald is talking about. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the task now.
My name's Gerard Forbrack. I'm Australian. I live in Sydney, Australia. I'm the youngest of 4 children. My eldest sister is named Lisa. She's 9 years older than I. And my brother, 7 years older than me, his name is Paul. He lives in Paris. He's a fashion photographer and is actually in London at the moment on a shoot. My next sister is Jane. She's 5 years older than I am. She's a journalist and works in London as well. So it's been a good chance for both my brother and sister and myself to catch up after a long while. I have 2 parents, my mother and father. My father's French, my mother's Italian. They've been divorced now for 8 years or so, separated for about 12. Still see a lot of each other. They're getting on now, but that's the way things go. That's c'est la vie, that's the life. And my older sister Lisa is a graphic designer, a graphic artist. She's worked for a number of different companies for quite a few years, and she's decided to go out on her own as a freelance, so she's better paid for that sort of thing. She works in Sydney doing that. She is, however, thinking of coming to London for a few months to do the same. My parents. My father recently retired just before Christmas in 1999. He was a photolithographer, which is basically a printer. It's a tradesman's job, and he's done that ever since he left school, as far as I know. My mother is a yoga teacher. She still teaches now. She has a studio in our backyard, and that keeps her both busy and sane. Myself, I'm a PE teacher, physical education teacher. Having taught in London on and off, I've gone off teaching completely and plan to go back to university to study, to do a graduate diploma in psychology, which means I can then go on and do a master's in sports psychology, which is where I feel my future is.